When he looks into the faces of each of the kids, he sees a bit of himself. Young kids looking for a role model, guidance, and a path to follow in life.
I love kids. Dealing with a lot of kids back home, they all like look up to me. So I like guide them, and if they ask me anything, I'll give them an honest answer and try to guide them and do everything I can for them, really mainly.
It's a Tuesday night, just 2 days after the Vikings rookie Stephon Diggs had the biggest game of his young NFL career. But the 21-year-old has one thing on his mind. A group of youngsters are looking up to Diggs and his teammates as they help show these kids in need all about the importance of having good role models in life. The United Way gave some Twin Cities youth a rare opportunity to learn fitness and health tips from the Vikings players, while also hearing their messages on the importance of school and making the right choices in life.
I was once a little kid as well, so you know what it feels like to think the NFL is so big. And like when I was young, I used to think the NFL was just so far away, just as far as like the stage they were on. And I used to look at NFL differently. The closer you get, the more realistic it gets. But when you're a young kid, you don't know the smallest thing can impact them. So if it's as little as signing the autograph and get signing the extra autograph more than it, it'll go a long way.
It means so much for Diggs to give back, because it wasn't long ago he was a teenager trying to escape tragedy in his life.
It was hard for me in the beginning because I was so young and I didn't know who to turn to and that kind of thing. And I leaned on my little brothers. That's where all my love really came from. And my mom, of course, she never let me down. But I leaned towards my little brothers because I knew that they lost a father figure as well. And I was really next in line to who they look up to and who was going to guide them along the way. So I knew I had to step up to the plate and really become the father of the house.
It was January 2008, and Stephon Diggs was a 14-year-old working to find success in the game of football. His passion and desire for the game all changed when Aaron Diggs died at the age of 39 of congestive heart failure, a father never seeing his son excel on the gridiron. The football field became his place to grieve and the spot he would rise to fame in suburban Washington, D.C. It wasn't long before Diggs became a top recruit, deciding to stay home and play for the Maryland Terrapins.
I really didn't take any consideration in it because I was really just doing it out of love. I was staying at home for my brothers and my family, so it just kind of worked out in my favor. And I get a lot of love back home and a lot of respect just because staying home no matter what. Because we were doing a little rough that year, the year before I came in, but I still ride with her. I roll with the punches always. We're going to make it work.
After his junior season, he entered the NFL draft, where the Vikings selected the speedster in the 5th round last May. Putting on that NFL jersey was something his dad always knew would happen. But unfortunately, he wasn't there to see it.
I used to deal with that heavily in high school because, I mean, high school was at the top of the game where he didn't see me play. So he saw me throughout my career, just never seen me play a high school game. And I carried that on my shoulders for a while because, I mean, the man started you in something. You wanted him to see your progress and see how good you got. You worked so hard, and he never saw me play. So I held that on my heart for a while, and then I started realizing, like, I mean, he still is. He still gets to watch me play. And as he's watching, I hope he's smiling. And I just continue to try to get better.
He's making his father proud with his play thus far in his rookie season. After getting his first taste of the NFL in Week 4, by catching 6 passes for 87 yards, he followed that up with a 7-catch, 129-yard performance last weekend in the win over the Chiefs.
The first couple of weeks, I mean, I didn't feel any type of way because we got a talented group of guys, and I'm just blessed to be in the mix with those guys, and however the chips fall, they're going to lay. So, I mean, God blessed me with the opportunity to play. I knew I was preparing myself ever since training camp, since day one, since I got here, I was preparing myself, and I mean, still got to work hard no matter what. And when my time came, I knew I was going to take advantage of my opportunity, that's all.
Well, fans will hopefully be cheering him on for years ahead. Stephon Diggs is happy on this night to have the kids from United Way looking up to him. It wasn't long ago that Diggs was a teenager in Maryland, looking for a role model after the tragic passing of his father. Now he hopes he can show these kids the power of determination and always working to improve and find success in life.
Always care for moving forward. Like, we got a new week, and I'm trying to do better than I did last week. I don't take a sip of the Kool-Aid at all because I know seasons have ups and they have downs. But, I mean, you just roll with the punches, really.